With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Washington announcing new sanctions against Moscow.
Nearly 3 years into Russia's war against Ukraine, the U.S. is slapping sanctions on Russia's third-largest bank. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the sanctions would further diminish Moscow's military effort and will make it harder for the Kremlin to evade sanctions and fund and equip its military. And the White House said the U.S. remains committed to putting Ukraine in the strongest possible position. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A South Korean official says Russia has supplied air defense missiles to North Korea, that in exchange for sending combat troops to Russia. The U.S. and South Korea say Pyongyang has sent more than 10,000 troops to Russia. Arrest warrants issued for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and two others, that coming from the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Also at SRNnews.com, legislation to create a world-first law banning children who are under 16 from social media has now been introduced in Australia's parliament.
Australia's communications minister, Michelle Rowland, said TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Reddit, X, and Instagram are among the restricted platforms that could be fined up to $33 million for systemic failures to prevent young children from holding accounts. After the bill becomes law, the platforms would have 1 year to work out how to implement the age restriction. The ban has wide political support, but experts have raised concerns about the ban, including isolating young people who already have accounts. Jeremy House reporting.
A forensic pathologist disputes a New York medical examiner's determination that a Marine veteran killed another man in the subway in a chokehold. This is SRN News. Christmas stamps have now been released.
And once again, the Postal Service has opted to make reference to the real reason for the season. Amongst its 2024 Christmas offerings is a stamp depicting the infant Jesus in the arms of his mother. It is a copy of a Madonna and Child painting rendered in the 1600s by Italian artist Giovanni Battista Salvi and is currently held by the St. Louis Art Museum. Postal Service spokesman Sheila Holman says the stamp is, quote, a beautiful reminder of the season's roots. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson signaling support for a Republican effort to keep men out of women's restrooms and locker rooms at the Capitol. That effort has been triggered by the fact that a man who is living as a woman has won a seat in Congress. Democrat Sarah McBride will represent Delaware and is scheduled to be sworn in early next year. This is SRN News. The end of that listeria outbreak.
10 people died. More than 60 got sick in 19 states eating listeria-contaminated Boar's Head products, including liverwurst. The CDC says listeria outbreaks are considered over 60 days after the last reported illness. More than 7 million pounds of Boar's Head meat was recalled nationwide. A production plant in Virginia was shut down, and the company also permanently stopped making liverwurst. Boar's Head faces lawsuits and continued scrutiny over reports of problems at the factory, including mold, insects, dripping water, and contaminated walls, floors, and equipment. I'm Ed Donahue.
Phillips 66 indicted in connection with alleged violations of the Clean Water Act in California. The Texas-based company accused of discharging thousands of gallons of industrial wastewater containing large amounts of oil and grease. More details at SRNnews.com.